Great day today, guys. Myself and molecular biologist Gabor Erdoshi are releasing or launching metabolicduo.com. So I'm going to show you a short clip now where I go through the highlights. And we're going to be delivering solutions for any and everyone with any challenges in metabolic health, weight loss, or indeed just wanting to achieve optimum health, understand all the blood tests, and achieve longevity. So we're really excited about this. We're going to put in a huge amount of effort, and we hope to reach a critical mass of subscribers to enable or to fund all the work we're going to be doing on this. But have a quick look at the clip, and at the end, I'm going to show you a sequence from one of my talks, one of my favorite short sequences, where I explain insulin resistance, the biggest scourge in the world, effectively, in 3 minutes flat. So have a look. Do you have health and weight loss goals that you've had difficulty in achieving? Well, I'm delighted to announce that myself and Gabor Erdoshi, the metabolic warrior himself, are now launching our long-awaited metabolicduo.com platform. And this platform will allow you as a subscriber to access bi-monthly Zoom meetings with myself and Gabor and go through a whole series of topics in metabolic health, weight loss, and disease prevention. So whether stuck on a weight loss kind of plateau, or whether you have particular conditions that relate to diet, lifestyle, and exercise, supplementation, doesn't matter. We are going to be covering all of these topics and way, way more over the coming months. And the topics will be voted for by you, the audience. That's the mechanism we've set up. So we can always focus on the most popular or the most desired topics to cover. The higher level subscribers will be able to fully interact in our bi-monthly Zoom meetings, also get all the recordings and other papers and reference sources sent to them, along with other bonus videos. But all in all, we'll create this ecosystem. As I said, Gabor is the adipocyte Jedi, the metabolic warrior, and an extraordinary resource for all things metabolic science. He specialized in immunology and the immune system and autoimmunity, and also, of course, the microbiome, because the gut, in a sense, is the root of the root cause of modern disease. I'll bring all of my knowledge and experience over the past 10 years to bear on this also, and we will play off each other with some slightly different opinions in some cases, but mostly we do have an element of consensus because we've come to the same conclusions independently and debating together over the years to get to the real core of the matter. We're going to be investing a lot of our time and effort in metabolicduo.com, and we're going to be leaving no stone unturned, and we're going to be doing additional research as and when it's required to make sure we've fully decoded each and every topic, and even getting down into individual cases and individual challenges. Because one key thing that's not often addressed by various gurus is that there's an individual nature to specific challenges in health and weight loss, and it does involve the microbiome and many other personal factors, and we're going to be decoding and exposing all of that knowledge for the benefit of all of our subscribers. So really looking forward to seeing you over on metabolicduo.com. So there you have it, guys. Myself and Gabor are hoping to help more people than ever before. And as I said, we're going to be putting our back into it. And now the short clip on insulin resistance. Hope you enjoy it. And also, please do share this short video as widely as possible and help us to make this program a really great success. Thank you. Insulin resistance in 3 minutes. Can I do it? Whoa. I've got around 2,000 papers on insulin resistance in all aspects of disease. Look, we'll try it. We'll go for 3 minutes. So, you got your pancreas and your intestine in there beside it, and this releases insulin based on signals in the body to manage your blood sugar. You've got around 30, 40 trillion cells, and they all need to respond to insulin, and they need to manage blood sugar. Your liver is crucial. The Vietnamese called it the seat of the soul. Well, it's the seat of modern chronic disease for sure when it gets damaged. So, if you eat a lot of carbohydrates, whether they call them healthy whole grains or they're brown rice rather than white rice, they're mostly just glucose. And if you're eating a lot of that kind of food stuff, it goes into your intestine and it triggers quite a lot of insulin. It's its nature. Insulin needs to manage glucose coming in the mouth. So the insulin goes to your body's cells and prepares them to take in glucose, goes to the liver to prepare it to manage this glucose coming in. And it also feeds back to the pancreas in a control system to kind of manage the overall response of the pancreas. So insulin is crucial. It's one of the oldest key molecules in the human, and it's in so many other species as well. Too much glucose. How much is too much? We won't get caught in that now, but if you're eating a lot of this over time, you're going to drive more and more insulin and push yourself into a risky area. That's the first knockout punch you can give to your body. Too much glucose, too much carbohydrates, refined wheats, refined grains, rice, all of this low nutrient density, glucose-centric food stuff. And if you keep doing it and keep eating too much, your insulin will rise, it will grow, and it will create a problem over time. It's just reality. Fructose, if you're eating a lot of actual sugars and fruit sugars, that's fructose. And that has a very specific action on the liver, which in small amounts is not a problem. You can handle it. But in larger amounts can be very problematic. How much is too much? Well, the World Health Organization says 5 teaspoons in a day for an adult male. That's next to nothing. There's around 12 teaspoons in a single small can of Coca-Cola. So few apples, oranges, you're going to get this fructose up to the limit. And that will tend to make your liver insulin resistant and accordingly your body. So fructose is a problem. You got to be really careful and not go overboard. That's the second knockout punch you can deliver to your physiology via your liver is too much fructose. Now there's many more things that can drive insulin resistance, this terrible process that leads to so much death. And I won't read them out, but you can look at them there. And there's so many things that raise insulin. But one thing of note is omega-6 seed oils or vegetable oils. Heart-healthy vegetable oils are inflammatory, and you should be eating real natural fats only. So that's just a notable one there. But this is the third whack you give to your liver when you're doing these things. And basically that's the one that could really take you down. So it can make your liver, along with the fructose and the excess glucose, your liver begins to get sick and you have insulin resistance within the liver. And that's one of the first steps. I'm going to make it simple here. If you raise your insulin through doing these things, it will tend to drive insulin resistance in your body's cells because your body's cells need to protect themselves from the action of excess insulin. And they need to protect themselves from excess glucose. They have no choice. But insulin resistance building in your body will tend to send a signal back to the pancreas demanding more insulin, because insulin resistance drives the pancreas to release more to overpower that resistance, because it's still got to manage the bad things that you're doing. So your body is almost fighting with itself. And the more you drive up insulin, the more you become insulin resistant. And the more insulin resistant you get, the more insulin is forced to drive up. So hopefully engineers, but indeed anyone, can see this dreadful catastrophic feedback loop that's self-driving. And that's why so many people in the West are driven into a remorseless cycle until they are highly insulin resistant and their body is heading for the wall. With this cycle continuing, you'll have usually obesity building up, but your body will be getting insulin resistant across all of the periphery. Things are getting worse and worse. Your pancreas at some point becomes quite impacted and begins to have trouble creating the insulin and managing it if you keep driving this cycle, which, as I said, is self-driving to a point if you keep doing these things. The insulin goes up and up and things just go way out of control. In most people in the Western world, by the time they're in their 60s or 70s, they're in this situation. And eventually the whole system is highly insulin resistant and it's kind of a hot mess. And at that stage, you might get diagnosed with advanced type 2 diabetes, because the threshold for being called a type 2 diabetic is so high. You're 20 years on this journey being diabetic before you actually get called it, when your system is so out of control, it meets the thresholds for the definition. Okay? And at that stage, game over, right? Insert insulin to continue, because essentially you're going to have to now force insulin into your body, because your pancreas is essentially burnt out and cannot provide the enormous amounts of insulin required to try and keep this whole hot mess hanging together somehow. And that's how bad it is, guys. That's it, folks. Know your insulin above all else. But there is so much more that myself and Gabor are going to be covering. So again, if you could please help us out and share this short clip, we'd really appreciate it. Thank you all.